how you love your 3rd and 21 situation.
Yeah, obviously, you don't want to be in that position, but we had a great play call at the time. Our offensive line made the play. In order for something like that to work, you have to protect for a long time, and our O-line did a great job on that 3rd and 21. I thought that was a huge play in terms of changing the momentum in that fourth quarter. Tevin did a great job, was patient with his route, got vertical as soon as he caught it, and that was a huge conversion for us. And then I think it was the next play. Yeah, the next play that he ran off the right tackle for a touchdown. Just really two good plays back to back by Tevin and by our offensive line.
On the 3rd and 21,
yeah, I mean we're trying to see. No, we had Julio going down the middle, and obviously that's number one for us, but. They certainly accounted for him and accounted for Josh Perkins, and he was number three in that look for us. But it shook out, kind of as we anticipated in that down and distance.
How about Josh, the touchdown grab there early, and DJ, technically 4 or 5 tight ends coming up for touchdown catches?
Yeah, they're not playing like 4 or 5 tight ends. I mean, those guys are playing really, really well. Perk, I mean, the first touchdown of the game. That was an unbelievable catch. I mean, just awesome. Awesome ball skills to go up and high point that ball, be strong in traffic and make that catch. That kind of got us going. We talk about trying to set it off at the beginning of the game, and that play certainly set it off for us. And then DJ, I'm just really proud of DJ, to be activated off the practice squad this week. I think his family flew in, at the last minute. And for him to score and play as well as he did the entire day and played a number of snaps for us, I'm really proud of him. He's earned it, and that was really, to me, one of the cooler parts of the game.
You just answered my question. Can you name all of your tight ends?
I can name all of my tight ends. It's good to know your teammates.
Hey, the running backs, another game over 200 total yards. I think they're the core of the tackle, whether they're running it or catching it. How's it feel to have two guys like that, tack up the yards?
Well, it's awesome. We've got two of the best in the league, and those guys compete and play really, really hard week in and week out. But they do it all. They run the ball for us. They catch the ball out of the backfield. They pass protect. Everything you ask them to do, they do. And they've been, one of the most important reasons why we've had success this year. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And obviously, those don't happen without a lot of people making good plays. And, I'm lucky to be surrounded by a lot of really good players.
You talk about it seemed like they brought a lot of pressure, of course, as a Carolina defense, but you had just enough time to make some really big plays. You talk about that fine line between having something good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's going against this defense. That's, the edge you kind of live on. To me, they're as good as anybody in this league at creating pass pressures. They're great in their front four in stopping the run. They're relentless with their, whether they're blitzing or not blitzing, they're relentless, for four quarters. And that's the challenge of going against them. I thought we were on the right end of it more often than not today. They got home a couple of times, but you have to expect that that's going to happen going against them. But I thought our offensive line stepped up and played really, really well.
Can you just talk about the excitement?
Yeah, I mean, we still got to take care of our business next week. But this is a tough place to win. I know that having played here for a long time. They're always well prepared. They always play really, really hard. So it was a good win for us. We're playing pretty well. I think we're, to me, good teams, continue to get better as the year goes on. And, I think we are. I think we've continued to improve in different ways throughout the year. It hasn't been easy, for sure. We've had a lot of different players come in and play on both sides of the ball, but we've continued to get better. And I think that starts with how we prepare and how we work during the week. I think, to me, that's the key. And I think we've got a good group of guys that work hard and prepare really well.